media, entertainment, and big tech seem to be governed by the radical fringe of the political left. Here's One America's Tom McGrath.
Joining me now is Jeff Vermant, the founder and CEO of the conservative web browser, Tusk. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, Tom, nice to see you. Thank you.
So let's go into a little bit of sort of the direction of media, if you will, the pulse of it. Disney just rebooted The Proud Family, which was an animation show when I was younger. And there was a section that said that the United States was built upon slavery and therefore built by slaves. So are shareholders, the market, or even content creators responsible for this version of American history that they're giving out to children?
Well, I would say they're being irresponsible because that's not how America was built. Yes, I mean, it is a dark page in our history about slavery, nothing to be proud about. The rest of the world was involved, which doesn't make it right. But they have warped that. Slavery did play a role, but, you know, they're asking for reparations, which Disney, I think, is out of control. And I actually don't believe what our forefathers did sinned, how we end up being responsible for paying lots of money. That just doesn't make any sense.
And it seems rather weird that Disney would sort of take have a dog in this fight, if you will. So moving on from that, and this isn't just with the issue of like slavery, let's say, or American history. Several recent Disney films, such as Strange World and Turning Red, contained, you know, woke themes, one could say, and they became box office bombs. So in your opinion, does Disney reverse course to save the company, or do you think that they haven't gone woke enough?
I don't know if they think they've gone woke enough. I mean, your box office, being a businessman, I would think you might want to pay attention to what your quote-unquote movies are doing. They make a lot of money off their parks, so I'm not sure how they feel about their movies, but they're definitely, their movies are off, and they definitely have woke people in control. And, you know, my suggestion to them is go back to themes that everybody enjoys versus trying to get your political point across.
And certainly, even if they were trying to get their political point across, the theme parks can't necessarily fund the films. That doesn't seem like a good business model. But I actually wanted to turn things over to your business model, because the mission statement of your web browser, Tusk, is to preserve free speech online. So how do other browsers such as Google Chrome or Safari censor content?
So it's very subtle in their way of doing it. First of all, if you have a news feed like we do, you're not going to see conservative news. You're going to see a lot more liberal news, and maybe they'll throw in a Fox News or something. That's in the form of censoring, and you have to go in there and you have to monkey with it to get it. But more importantly is the search. And what's happened in search, which is Google, almost all the search engines, they're burying stories that consistently conservatives want to see, and from a conservative standpoint. So what we're trying to do at Tusk is to bring those stories up. So we actually believe in free speech. We think you should see what the left's saying. We should see what 50-50, kind of the left center, is saying. And then you definitely should see what the right is saying. And that's where I kind of have the struggle with the current. I wouldn't build this search engine if I didn't think there was a problem. And there is a problem, because conservatives are not getting to see the kind of stories that they want to see. And they know, Google knows, that if you're not on page one or page two, you're not going to go to page three or four. And that's how they bury stories.
And I think that this echo chamber has been really destructive to the fabric of this country. So thank you for trying to give us a web browser that lets every voice be heard. But ladies and gentlemen, again, that is the CEO and founder of Tusk Web Browser, Jeff Vermant. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks, Tom. Great to see you.
For all our viewers asking where One America News is heading in the future, we would like to introduce you to OAN Live. OAN Live is the best way to stay up to date on all of the hard-hitting, straight-shooting national and international headlines. And the best part is, OAN Live is only $4.99 per month. All the credible, honest, unbiased reporting One America News offers at a fraction of the cost of cable. Just go to OANN.com to easily sign up for OAN Live and stay informed.